What's up, babies? Welcome to the Listen Bitch podcast. This is your go-to destination for unlocking your full potential and embracing the extraordinary possibilities within you. Thank you for joining me today on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment as we explore the transformative power of stepping into greatness. Come into alignment with the God-given gifts, unleash your soul, and learn to co-create a life you love. As you become the writer of your own destiny, in this podcast, you're going to find inspiration, practical tips, and that sometimes abrasive nudge to take the leap of faith towards your dreams. You are in the right place. Buckle up so we can unleash your inner badass. All right, darlings, it is Microdose Monday. So, you know, we're going to talk about mushrooms, all things psilocybin. And I kind of am basing this on overthinking. Okay. That seemed to be an underlying issue with people because I'm watching you guys. I'm listening. Even if you're not seeking help, if you're not messaging me, if you're not requesting the topic, I see you. I can read through the lines and I have this incredible superpower to read your minds. I guess you could say that. It is part of that. We all have empathy. We all are, you know, gifted with the skills of being an empath, and it's overused and kind of abused. Like, people use that as an excuse, but I think it's an incredible power. Once you tap into that, you can ride the wave of the surrounding energy. And something that has really helped me a lot staying connected to God and being grounded in my relationship with Christ is that I don't catch the wave. I can watch the wave going by, but I don't jump on it with y'all. So, I just stay very mindful in my own journey, and I think that would probably benefit all of us, but that's not what we're doing right now. We are so caught up in everything around us that we aren't genuinely waking up in the day and thinking, how can I improve my life right now? How can I do that? And like today for me, it was be in the moment with your kids. So I messed around with them a lot and, you know, played with them and you know, just had fun laughing, making them laugh. You know, just kind of leaning into being. I procrastinated a lot. My baby was extra snuggly for a minute because I was gone for a long time yesterday. So that was really nice. But just that overthinking, like, we're overthinking and we're giving everybody outside of us so much power. And I'm going to tell you guys, microdosing has helped me so much that I'm even in the season of my life where I don't have to explain myself. I kind of live in a small town, so I hear things and I know things. You know, people asking about me or talking about me or talking about my family, like, they know us. And so I hear these things, and I used to feel like I had to explain myself, and I had to say, you know, listen, these people don't even know us, you know, having to justify, like, they don't have anything to do with us, and having to explain why I think that is, so that people weren't like, well, what's wrong with you guys, right? Like, why aren't people involved in your life? And I used to have this like insane desire to justify that and to kind of explain that away. And at the end of the day, like, just being with my kids today and just that feeling, I had this overwhelming feeling yesterday of just, you know, my oldest is graduating college in a week, you guys, less than a week. And just that feeling of gratitude of, like, I, you know, loving my little family. Like, that's how I can be a better person. It starts here. I can't treat my family like shit and ignore them and take them for granted and, you know, push it to the side and still feel like I'm living into the full potential of who I am, because who we are starts at home, you know? And I know a lot of you guys listening, you have families, you have kids, you have these things, you know, maybe you have parents, you have the family. Honestly, it starts there. It starts there. If you want to be a better person, stop looking outside of yourself and get into that, you know, moment of like, how can I be the best? You know, how can I live in my full potential? And it starts at being good to your people at home. And that's my answer to everything. There's so much bullshit going on. Like, yes, I got really, you know, just irritated about the government's giving away more money to another country, and there's people here that are just struggling like crazy. But at the end of the day, the government doesn't care about you. They care about keeping us hating each other, keeping us complacent, keeping us sick, keeping us, you know, just fucked up, really. They don't care about us. And if they keep us fighting each other, if they keep us, you know, separating ourselves from home, if they keep us, you know, taking God out of everything around us, I mean, we're doing exactly what they want. So I'm going off on a whole tangent here, you guys. Getting back to that point, I really want you to just step in the power of where you are. And microdosing has helped me be in that season of like, I don't have to explain myself anymore. And I feel like once you get to that position, when you can own the power of not having to share your side of the story. And I see this online a lot. I see this because I work with a lot of marketers and I work with a lot of, you know, people that are out there in the industry. And it's like everyone is trying to explain their situation. And the truth is, you don't have to. I don't care how many people posted their version of your story. I don't care how many people think you're the villain in their story. It doesn't matter. It's who you are when you look in the mirror before you go to bed and when you wake up every morning. That's what matters. It's not what everybody else thinks of you. And so many people are missing this. And I feel like if I can't use this platform to really talk about the truth of like that come to Jesus talk, it doesn't matter what other people think about you, who shows up in your life, who doesn't show up in your life, who's a part of you, who's not a part of you. Me loving on my family extra today, it's that power of like, I don't have to explain to anybody anything. I don't have to tell anyone anything. And I don't have to take it personal if like we're not the people that people choose. It is just my little family, and we're good because God has our back 1,000%. So if someone wants to show up in our life just to make themselves feel better, who do I don't give a fuck. And if they have to tell stories to make themselves feel like they're involved in our lives because it gives them some level of importance, that's on them. At the end of the day, we know our truth. We know what we're doing. And anybody that got close to us would know the truth as well. That's the whole point, right? You don't have to explain yourself. And it's one of those things of like, we're so worried about what other people think that we're missing the point. Because when this is over, like when our meat suit is done, you have a chance at like something forever outside of this because of what Jesus did. And we're so worried about what other people think that we're not getting to know him. And I don't care if you think that, you know, you believe in God and you're saved. You're not, because if you don't know the Son, you never meet the Father. That's the truth. Okay. And if I, you know, I that's what it comes down to. So it's about really getting to know the small details, getting to know yourself, worrying about you, not other people, and solidifying that relationship to kind of secure our spot in whatever comes next. I know that society and social media and all of these things are going against everything that I would tell you right now, because the government wants you feeling sick. They want you, you know, sporadic. They want you just complacent. They don't want you to take massive responsibility for yourself. They don't want you to repair the damage in your families. They don't want you to become strong and loving and productive. That's not what the government wants. And so they feed us all of these things to keep us overthinking, to keep us in our fight or flight mode. You know, whether it's TV or the food we're eating or social media, whatever that is, it's always going to keep us in that anxious state. And overthinking it's fucking you up. Okay. Because that is where you have increased stress. You have taken on this entire anvil of anxiety, overanalyzing situations. Like, it's happening. Everyone's doing that. And it's heightening all of those things inside of us because you're preoccupied with hypothetical outcomes. And then you're going to dwell and kind of ruminate on the worst case scenarios. And then what happens, especially if we have so much thrown at us, is that we have decision paralysis. Like, you know, it's hilarious because I watch my husband flip through Netflix and like, he just keeps going and going. It's like, he has so many choices that he can't really make a decision. And then all of a sudden everything is shit, right? There's nothing to watch, but really it's that decision paralysis because you're overthinking everything, you know, overthinking. No matter what you're doing, it makes it difficult to make a decision. So now you are just this indecisive procrastination queen. That's it. And you're just going to continue to weigh all possible options excessively and not make a choice. And then this means that you're a terrible problem solver. Terrible problem solver. I want this to be the era where we're not overthinking and we're not giving our power away to everybody around us. We don't care what other people think, and that overthinking, that is weighing in on you. Most of that overthinking is because of what other people are thinking. You're worried about that. And you're not going to find solutions. You're just going to continue. You overthinking results in a circular thought process. Okay. You have no ability to see things clear. And this will always block any problem-solving solution for you. You stay in that cycle. And then you start just talking bad to yourself, okay? Overthinking, it involves self-criticism. And then we ruminate on that. And then it starts, you know, chipping away at our self-esteem. And then we start having these feelings of inadequacy or worthlessness, or like what I used to have is like cynicism and anger. I would think about how I had to justify or defend myself to people or to explain away situations instead of just understanding that in every area of my life, I don't care if it's business or friends or family, every area of your life, people are going to have an opinion. People are going to think things. And if you allow that to start affecting your thought process and you start to overthink on that, it's a very dangerous, slippery slope. Because that just leads to the snowball effect of just overthinking everything. And you're going to start having the physical symptoms. You're going to have headaches. You're going to have muscle tension. You're going to have fatigue. Your digestive system is going to be fucked up. So it absolutely impacts your mental and emotional well-being. How do we combat that? First, you're going to message me today. And you're going to say, look, B, I've been listening to you for a minute. Microdose Mondays were something I always look forward to. And I keep hearing you talk about these success stories. I hear about, you know, the things that have happened, the changes in your life, the positive aspect of what it, I don't know why I set an alarm for 9:30 at night. That means it's bedtime. Okay. It is late tonight. You guys, I did procrastinate. I did it. And it's not from overthinking. I was just in the moment a lot with the babies. But you're going to message me and you're going to say, I'm ready. That's what you're going to say. I'm ready. And you can message me on Facebook, or you can sign up for emails at brandonlinette.com and make sure you message me there. But you're just going to say, I'm tired of waiting. I'm tired of procrastinating. I'm tired of overthinking this. I'm tired of, you know, wondering if it's going to work for me or if the shift is going to happen or being afraid of what people might think or, you know, being scared of what could possibly happen or how I'm going to feel. Even if it means that you're afraid of actually getting through this and feeling something amazing, if you are afraid of feeling peace and joy in your life because you're so stuck in the rat race of chaos and just complete constant fight or flight, we become addicted to that. Maybe you're afraid of peace. Maybe you're afraid of things slowing down. Maybe you're afraid of being the person that can just look at a situation differently. I would have like just the cynicism of just like, being annoyed at people when they showed up for themselves, right? Like I would just be so judgy and like, ugh, right? Now I'm just unbothered. I don't care because I know at the end of the day what people are missing, not knowing my real deal, not knowing my family, not knowing us. I know what they're missing. I almost feel sorry for them at some level. But I won't waste any more time overthinking or having to explain or defend myself, you know? And the truth is, I made excuses like about people that were getting hurt in my life. But even that, you know, they're going to see the truth. Everybody sees the truth. I can't push it, rush it. I can't control the narrative. I can't control the outcome. Can't control people. It is what it is, babe. it is what it is. And there's so much peace, and it's like a weight lifting when you realize that. And there are a lot of strategies you can use. So the first one, like I said, you're going to message me and you're going to say, that's it. I'm ready to start my microdosing journey. I'm going all in. What do you have to lose at this point? Very discreet process. You are safe. You are loved. You are whole. And I'm with you every step of the way. And then we're going to start putting things into practice. Okay. We're going to start practicing mindfulness. We are going to start bringing our focus to the present moment, and we're going to start calming our mind. I'm going to talk about breathing this week. I think Wednesday's episode is about the importance of breathing through your nose. And you guys, start this now. I mean, I've said it a few times here, but I don't think I say it enough. I don't think I say it enough. And it's something that we need to be reminded of all the time, myself included, about the importance of breathing in through your nose. There's something about it. There's a million benefits. Okay. We're going to talk about it Wednesday, but practice breathing through your nose, box breathing. You can Google that and see what that is. And I want you to start setting time limits. I want you to give yourself a specific amount of time to think about, you know, whatever problem you have. Okay. Set a timer. Maybe it's about making a decision. That's it. So if you want to overthink, I want you to set a timer for 3 minutes, and I want you to think about the worst possible outcomes. Let your brain go ham about everything bad that's going to happen. When the timer goes off, I want you to commit to taking action instead of continuing to dwell on it. What can you do? And you take the action from a place of emotional maturity and emotional responsibility. You take a place from knowing what you can and can't control and being able to release that. I want you to practice challenging your negative thoughts. Question the validity of your overthinking pattern. Challenge the negative or traditional irrational beliefs with, you know, evidence-based reasoning. Like I used to just panic about anything about my body that would be off. Obviously, we all do that. You panic, you go to Google, and, you know, 5 minutes later, you're dying from cancer. Okay. That's it. You've got 3 weeks to live, and, you know, you're suddenly a doctor from WebMD, whatever. Challenge the thought, because what I would know to be true is I used to have panic attacks really bad as a kid, like be in the ER. And every time I'd go, it was nothing. It was nothing. It was anxiety, panic attack. I was working myself up. And I realized as an adult, I started to do the same thing. So what was the truth? I'll go to the doctor. I'm going to find out it's nothing. Why am I going to worry about this? It's nothing. You know, learn your body. Learn your body. Nobody knows you like you. And you have to lean into that. You have to trust that. Everybody wants a label. And I'm just saying, like, know yourself. You know, at the core, if something is really wrong, you know, otherwise, you know, a headache is probably a headache because you haven't had enough water today. That's the truth. Or if you're a coffee addict, you probably haven't had your caffeine. My husband had surgery last week and couldn't drink coffee for however long. So he had a headache the entire day. The minute he got to drink coffee, he was totally fine. It happens. So it's just about knowing, you know, he doesn't go off his rocker because he has a headache. He looks at the basic common sense steps. Let's not overthink this. You don't have a brain tumor. It's a fucking headache. So let's start square one. Okay. Now, if you're someone who's had a headache for 4 weeks and you can't see, you can't sleep, you can't eat, you probably need to go to the ER, right? Let's be smart about this, smart about evidence-based reasoning. And I want you to stay active. You have to start engaging in physical activities. That's it. You want to get into hobbies that distract your mind and help reduce stress, like exercise, or, you know, get into some art, go for a hike, whatever that takes. Something that's huge for me, honestly, you guys, pets, there's something healing about, you know, my daughter Shepsky is here. I don't know why I say it's my daughter Shepsky. He's lived with, you know, he's our dog. He's our dog. He does this thing, like, you know, every day I sit with him for a little bit, and he does this forehead move where he puts his head to your head. He just sits there.
And, you know, I hug him and I rub his belly and like, I feel the healing. It's the same thing of like, you know, when the rot is laying in my lap like a little baby, like there's just something healing. I'm not thinking or worrying about anything. I'm just there rubbing his belly and looking at his little baby face because he's just a baby, 100-pound baby. Same thing with my, you know, raw chickens, the naked cats. Like when I'm petting those cats, I'm not thinking about anything. I'm just in that moment with them. Their pets are a gift, like literally handpicked angels from God. And yes, I'm obsessed with them, but they are beneficial to your health. I should do an episode about that this week. Maybe I will. Just the scientific proof of what a pet can do in your life, how healing it can be. And it takes your mind off of things. You can't overthink if, you know, you're literally just petting a cat and he's purring all over you. You know, you just can't overthink shit there. You're just in the space of enjoying that, or even just, you know, watching my fish, like, you know, they get excited when it's feeding time. And, you know, if I watch, they're just, it's a gift. Or being excited that my hermit crab, you know, lost its shell this week. Like little things of just kind of getting into nature, getting there. It's healing. There's healing properties. You can't overthink there. And you have to limit information intake. You know, everyone is out there overloading themselves with excessive information, or, you know, you're just searching for this endless reassurance. And this is going to continue to fuel overthinking. You don't need reassurance. You just have to know you at your core. That's part of what, you know, microdosing has really given me, that gift of, I don't need reassurance. I don't need to seek anything outside of myself. I want to get closer, you know, to God, or to just deepen that relationship with Christ. It's super easy. I sit with myself. And you've got to practice self-compassion. You have to be kind to yourself. And, you know, practice the self-compassion when you catch yourself overthinking. You're not going to beat yourself up. You want to treat yourself the same way you would treat your friend who was overthinking out loud. You're not going to be like, you're a stupid, dumb motherfucker. Well, maybe. Maybe that's what someone needs to hear. But when you say that, you're saying it with love, right? When you're saying it to yourself, you're not being kind. You're not being loving. You're not saying it in jest. I want you to start talking kindly to yourself and be able to talk to friends. Find that outside support. Sometimes just saying something out loud changes everything. And not dwelling on your problem. This is everything. You want to shift your focus to finding solutions. Take actionable steps. Do something kind for someone else. It changes that. Gratitude changes everything. And psilocybin is something that works in your brain to help you make all of these shifts. There's tons of research there. And it is magic, because you can't really explain how the magic of a mushroom suddenly just changes the communication in your brain. You can see the proof. You can see the proof. But how crazy is that? That a plant can change what is happening with the chemicals in your brain, how it's creating new communication pathways. You want to reduce overthinking. You want to increase your neuroplasticity. And psilocybin promotes this. So that magic mushroom, this is the brain's ability to reorganize and form the new neural connections. Okay. And when you increase the neuroplasticity, it leads to more flexible and adaptive thought patterns. And this is going to stop you from ruminating. It stops you from overthinking. Suddenly things just are what they are. And you accept that. You will alter your default mode network. This is your autopilot. This is where, you know, the brain regions involved in like the self-referential thinking and mind wandering, all those things are associated to the overthinking. Psilocybin scientifically has been proven to reduce activity in the DMN. Okay. That leads to a decrease in the self-referential thoughts, and it's an increase in a sense of connectedness to ding, 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 the present moment. You're here now, bitch. What are you going to do with that? I know yesterday was tough. I know you don't know what's coming tomorrow, but what the fuck are you going to do about today? Because it's happening right now. Are you going to just say fuck it and waste another day not being in that present moment? Life is short, you guys. There's someone that I've been wanting to have on my podcast, and I've had my eye on her. I've been reaching out to people that, you know, are in my network, reaching out to them, and I've had my eye on her. But all of a sudden, you know, she put up a post on Facebook about her mom being in, went to the emergency room one night, didn't feel good. And all of a sudden she's on hospice. And like, she literally just lost her mom. She was on hospice for a little under a month, I think. Just lost her mom, and her and I are the same age. So young, her mama was young. And, I want to have her on here, but obviously I'm going to give her time to heal. It's just part of that process of like, you just don't know. And she has been sharing very open about her experience and, you know, talking about how much they enjoyed this time. How much differently would you spend your time if the person you were with, you knew they were going to die? You know, if the doctor came to you and said, look, Mary, your husband and your kids are all going to be dead in 3 weeks. How are you going to spend your time with them? I know that's getting kind of dark. I just did a whole shift on you guys. I know that's kind of dark, but this is kind of a thought process I used to tell my husband, because he would get very overwhelmed with everyone all at once. And I'm like, the alternative, like, what if you just thought about them all dying? How would you show up differently if, you know, they're all going to die? You would show up a lot different. I don't think you guys are taking this serious, because that's the only guarantee that we have coming into this life, is that you're going to die. And so are the people around you. Nobody makes it out of here alive. So how are you going to spend your time with these people, with your babies? You want to be in that present moment. You want to take care of you to be able to have, you know, an increased level of joy and peace where you are now. What kind of life are you going to live if you're just sick and beaten down and broken all the time and you don't feel good physically? What is the quality of your life if you are not making everything you are and can be a priority? Microdosing just comes in and fucks up that default mode network. You're not running on autopilot anymore. You're here in the present moment, and you have decisions to make. You have things to do, baby. And it's going to enhance your creativity. It's going to improve your mood. And how can you, it's like one of those indirect consequences, okay? Because when you have a great mood and you have increased, you know, creativity, you're not going to be overthinking, because you have a more positive mindset, and this facilitates problem solving. And when you start feeling creative, you're going to create. I was at an award ceremony for my daughter this week. And, you know, one of the professors is talking about how in the Bible, it talks about the fact that we were created to create. That's it. It's in the book. Okay. It's in the book. You're created to create. That's what you need to be doing. And as long as you're overthinking, you're not creating. Psilocybin is, it literally jumps on the serotonin receptors in your brain. So you're going to have increased serotonin levels. Okay. Serotonin is that good. Okay. That's going to be regulating your mood, your anxiety. Bye-bye. It fucks with your cognitive function in a very positive manner. And all of these little alterations in your serotonin levels, it contributes to the therapeutic effects of microdosing psilocybin. Boom. Overthinking is a thing of the past. That's it. You're in the present moment. You're not worried about anything but what's right now. If you haven't already taken the chance to come in and message me and say, all right, B, I'm ready to get started. Get started. Because I know you're tired. Overthinking is exhausting. You are sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm offering you a gift here. And on top of that gift, babe, I'm not going anywhere. This podcast is here. These actionable steps are things that I still practice. It's not like I just microdose and all of a sudden, everything's great. I still have to put in the work of choosing me every day, of choosing that priority, of choosing to step into my potential, of choosing to, you know, want to grow my awareness or wanting to grow my anything, of wanting to just grow as a person, to be a better parent, to be better. I just want to wake up every day and be better. How can I do better for myself and my family? How can I serve you better? Those are the things I wake up and I want to do. And that all takes a little bit of work and just expanding my awareness and doing the things that keep me in that great quality of life where I feel good, I feel energized, I feel healthy, I feel free, I feel regulated, I feel excited. Excited to wake up and be able to serve, you know, to be able to grow into who I am. It's very possible, you guys. If I could do this, anyone can do this. So let's get you started on your journey. Message me today. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast and that you leave a written review. I appreciate the stars, but actually writing the reviews are going to be what gets Apple and Spotify to put my podcast at the top. And listen, bitch, dream big. Life is too short to play small. Embrace who God called you to be. Own your shit and be brave as you step into your full potential as a co-creator. Until next time, love yourself in the mess. This is Brandon Lynette here reminding you of your potential with a side of chaos. You are in the arena. Keep swinging.